Today's daf is Vochim Daf Tezayin, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the topic of the first perek in Masech Tezvachim was primarily the halacha of Shaloi Lashma. Mishnah began, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lashma and Ksheirin, Ela Shaloi Olu Lebaylon L'Shem Choyva Chutz Min HaPesach VeHachatas. We saw that this idea, that a machshav of Shaloi Lashma can pass on the carbon, is true not only if the shechita was done, Shaloi Lashma, but rather, B'dalit Varem HaZavach Nifsal. The Mishnah said it on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, whether the Machshava hapiseles was b'shas shechita, whether it was b'shas kabbalah, whether it was b'shas hilacha or b'shas zrika. The halacha is it would be a machshava hapiseles. Kol hazvachim would be kosher v'lo yolul b'ayin l'shem chayva. Pesach and chatas, the carbon would even be possible. Stating that not all dalet avodas adam were created equally, and we saw it at the very beginning of the masechta, and a little bit more in detail at the end of the masechta. And that is the Gemara said that shechita is ksheir bizar. Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zrika are not Ksheir Bazar. The reason Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, the Gemara very mysteriously, it's a very important memra, albeit a difficult memra to fully understand, is Shechita Lav Avoidehi. What do you mean Shechita Lav Avoidehi? I thought it's one of the Dalet Avoidehi Saddam. I thought you could have a Machsheves Pigel B'Shah Shechita. I thought the first Mishnah says that a Machsheves Shalei Lishma B'Shah Shechita will impact the carbon. It's true. So on some level, of course, it is an Avoidehi. But then again, you can't deny the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avoidi. On some level, it's not going to be an Avoidah. L'may nafkemina that it's not an Avoidah, that it's going to be Ksheir Bazar. Stating that, Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika are all going to be Psula Bazar. So the beginning of the second parak picks up on that note, and that is not the halachas of Shalei Lashma, but rather the halachas of the Avoidah of Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika. Who is kosher to do that avodah, and who was possible to do that avodah? Zok the Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim, all Karbonos shekiblu damam, that the Kabbalah, and the Rishonim all speak out, lav dafka Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zrika. So again, although the Mishnah says Kabbalah, it doesn't mean Kabbalah per se, but Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika. So if any one of those Gimel Avodahs were done by a Zar, someone that's on a Kayin, an Oinein, a Tful Yoin, that somebody that was Tommy went to the Mikvah, but the Torah says that someone that's Tommy and goes to the Mikvah doesn't become completely Tahar until this Herif Shemesh, until Shkia, until the sun sets. We'll see a lot more about that in tomorrow's Daf. Or somebody that was Tameh went to the mikvah, but the Torah says that his Tameh is such that in order for him to be Tari, he even has to bring a carbon, and he didn't bring that carbon yet, or a Kohen that did the Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika, but he wasn't wearing all the Begadim he was supposed to wear. So if he was a Kohen Hedid, he wasn't wearing the Dalet Begadim. If he was a Kohen Gadol, he wasn't wearing the Shmoneh Begadim, or a Kohen that did the Avodah, but he didn't wash his hands and his feet from the Kir, or he wasn't Gemalit Tameh, he was a good old-fashioned tummy. Yoshev, he was sitting as opposed to standing. Or he was standing, but Emil Agabi Kelim was standing on top of Kelim. Agabi Behemi was standing on a Behemo. Agabi Ragli Chaver, or he was standing on his friend's feet. All those cases, as the Mishnah, possible. Kibel Bismayl, if the Kabbalah was done with the Kohen's left hand, possible, that's also possible. Shimon Machsher, over here, Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says, cautious. So the Mishnah essentially listed a whole group of people that are possible to do the Avodah of Kabbalah. Although the Mishnah says Kabbalah, as we mentioned, it applies to Hailach and Zrika as well. So Shechita, Ksheir Bazar. Shechita is going to be the topic of the third parak. There we're going to see that all the psulim are kosher to do Shechita. That's called Shechita Lav Avodah. But Kabbalah, Hailach and Zrika are Avodah. And being that they are Avodah, it's for that reason you have to be a kosher. What's the definition of a kosher? You have to be a Kayin, Lemut Dezar. That's the first halach of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah mentions other people as well. They would be excluded if they would do the Avodah. The halach is the Avodah would be invalidated. It wouldn't be a kosher Avodah. What's the definition of Pasul? So we're going to speak out some raid about that. Me'etz Hashem in tomorrow's life. But for now, Zok de Gemara, Zar min Olon. So the first Pasul mentioned in the Mishnah is a Zar. How do you know that a Zar, someone that's not a Kohen, can't do the Avodah? Says the Gemara, the Tani Levi, Abel, Aharim, Valbon of Lemar, V'yinozru, Mikotche, Bnei Yisrael, v'lo yichalulu Hashem kachi, asher hei makdishim li. It's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perech of Beis. Now the context of that pasuk is actually talking about someone that's Tomei. It's discussing a Koye, that's Tomei, and it says, v'yinozru mikachi Bnei Yisrael, that a Koye Tomei can't do the Avodah, and the pasuk continues, if he does the Avodah, he's going to be mechalul the Avodah. Meaning, v'yinozru mikachi Bnei Yisrael, this Koye Tomei shouldn't do the Avodah, so that v'lo yichalulu Hashem kachi, asher hei makdishim li, ani Hashem, so that he won't be mechalul, so that that the avodah won't be possible. But the Gemara says as follows: why did the pasuk have to say v'inazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael? B'nei Yisrael, l'mutei mai. The Gemara holds that those words b'nei Yisrael would seem to be extra. It's miutai. It must be coming to teach me something. Meaning, obviously, v'inazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael. Which kachim should the kayin tamei be separated from if it's not from the kachim b'nei Yisrael? So the Gemara says, I have a few suggestions. Maybe the emphasis on b'nei Yisrael. That if it's a zachar, if it's a male, it's a man that's bringing the carbon. Maybe there the halacha is that a kohen that's tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. But if a woman, if the carbon is a carbon nashim, where it's benois Yisrael, it's not bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's the emphasis of bnei Yisrael. Maybe over there's no halacha that a kohen tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. But the Gemara says carbon nashim betum karev. What doesn't make any sense? Bitmiya. What would be the havamina that a kohen tameh can't do the avodah with a carbon of a zachar, but he could do the avoida with the carbon of an isha? Doesn't make any sense. Ella says the Gemara, maybe lemuta yevdei kechavim. Maybe it's coming to you in mayit, the carbon of a guy. We know guy, the yevdei kechavim, it's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, we're allowed to be noidiv and noidiv carbonis, right? There was an idea that a guy would sometimes bring a carbon. That's the story of Kansa bar Kansa, but a guy had a right to bring a carbon. So maybe that's the emphasis. A guy in Tomei is not allowed to do the avoida with the carbon of a yid, of bnei Yisrael, the yinazru mikotche bnei Yisrael. But if it's from the Akmas, from the my asylum, maybe over there it's going to be good. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because hashto tzitzloi miratzo. The halacha is that if the dam of a carbon was put on the mizbeach while it was tamei, so the zrikas adam was done with dam that's tamei. So that's a no-no. Obviously, the dam has to be tar. If the dam is tamei, you can't do the zrika. If the zrika was done with dam tamei, but it was done b'shoigeg, the halacha is that the tzitz that the kohen wore was miratza. It somehow facilitated the dam to be okay, despite the fact that really it wasn't okay. So one of the sugyas that we haven't really touched upon yet was this idea that the Big Day Kahuna had a certain koyach, that by the virtue of the kohen or the kohen gadol wearing the begadim that they were supposed to wear, there was certain kapara, certain ritzui that took place. So one of the magical powers of the tzitz was somehow the tzitz was miratza and dam tameh that went on the mizbeach b'shoikik. Now that's only true if the dam was from a carbon Yisrael. But if the dam was from a carbon of a kechavim, the tzitz was a miratza. Says the Gemara, Hashto tzitz le miratza, madach the tzitz, which was miratza for dam tomei that went on the mizbeach b'shoikik, was only miratza if the carbon was a carbon shal Yisrael, but not for a carbon shal evikichav. No, my rabbi evikichav may b'shoyge, maybe mezal loy hurtzo. Even if the dam went b'shoyge, ordinarily the tzitz would be miratza. But if it's a carbon of a goy, it's not miratza. Betume karev. So does it make sense that a coin that's tomei should be able to go the katchila now and be makir of the carbon of a goy? You see, when it comes to tuma, the carbon of a goy is more chamer. It's not less chamer. It's more chamer because the tzitz, which is miratza for dam tomei shenizrak b'shoyge by a carbon shal Yisrael, is not miratza for a goy. So what does that mean? That the laws of tuma are more chamer when it comes to a guy. So how could you tell me that a kohen that's tamei v'yinazru is only b'kachim b'nei Yisrael, but there's no halacha v'yinazru when it comes to the kachim of a guy? Ella says the Gemara, this kashta is so compelling, it's such a difficult question to answer, that what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to make a super drasha over here. Ella hachi kama. This is the way you read the pasuk. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yinazru mikotche, period, or kama, not kotche b'nei Yisrael, because b'nei Yisrael is not being memayed anything. It's not being memayed the carbon of a isha, it's not being memarbit the carbon of a guy. So really, the way you have to read it is v'yinazru mikachem. All kachem, the kohen tamei is not allowed to. So what does b'nei Yisrael mean? The way you read it is b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. That just like we're saying that a kohen tamei has to be v'yinazru, because if not, he's going to be mechalo v'lo yichalalu. So too b'nei Yisrael, not a kohen tamei. We're talking about a good old-fashioned Jew, a pashtiyit, who's a zar, who's not a kohen. He too has the same halacha of v'yinazru mikotche v'lo yichalalo. He too has to make sure he doesn't do the avoida, and if he does the avoida, he's going to be mechal. So what's the makar that a zar that does the avoida is mechalo the avoida? The avoida becomes puzzle. It's learned out from this super drasha. Dabra alahayim v'albon of v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalo. Pasha the pasuk is talking about a koyin tomei. He can't do the avoida, and if he does the avoida, he's mechal. The words b'nei Yisrael are extra to teach me that the pasuk really means something else as well. It's taka talking about a koyin tomei. If he does the avoida, the avodah is going to be possible. It's also talking about a zar. If he does the avodah, the avodah is going to be possible. Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they had a different makar. Asi b'kal v'chaymer. It's not learned down from a drasha. There's no pasuk for it. How do I know it? I know it mikal v'chaymer. Mi balmum. Ma balmum sha'ichel ma betchilum. Adach balmum. Who's allowed to eat kachin. The halach is if he does the avodah chilel, the avodah is possible. Zar she'ena Yoichel, a Zor, someone that's not a Kohen, who is not allowed to eat Kachim, Einer Din Shem Avad Chilo, then certainly the halacha is that if he does the Avodah, he should be Mechal. Meaning, what's more chamer when it comes to Kachim, a Zor or a Balmon? A Zor is more chamer. The reason is because a Zor can't do the Avodah, a Zor could also not eat kachim. A balmum can't do the avodah, but a kohen that's a balmum doesn't lose his chus to be able to eat kachim. So says the Gemara, it's a pashta kal v'chaymer. Madach a balmum, who's the kal. He's allowed to eat kachim. The halacha is, if he does the avodah is going to be possible. So a zar who's not allowed to eat kachim, certainly if he does the avodah should be possible. The Gemara says, why is it so pashta that a zar is more chomer than a balmum? Ma'la balmum shekin asabai karev kemakriv. I can argue that maybe a balmum is more chomer. It has a chumrah. The chumrah is that if the carbon itself is a balmum, the carbon becomes pasul. If the carbon, if the behemah is a zar, there's no pasul. It doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as a behemah that's a kayan or a levi or a yisrael. So the psul balmum applies to the makriv. It also applies to the kariv. As opposed to the psul zarus, that's only shayach to the makriv. It's not shayach to the kariv. So maybe balmum is more chumrah. The Gemara says, tamay yechich. I hear, but tamay yechich. A tamay that does the avodah is also mechal the avodah. That's the pasuk that we just mentioned. Darbar laharim v'albanav yinazrim yikachar b'nei yisrael v'lo yichalo. That's the pshutechal mikro of that pasuk. The pasuk says that a tamay that does the avodah is mechal. And a carbon can't become tamay. Basar could be tamay, but a live animal has no way of coming tamay. So you can't tell me that the reason balmum is mechal is because asa by karev kemakriv, because for that I have a tamay yechiyach, where the tamay is also mechal the avodah, and over there you don't have karev kemakriv. But the Gemara says, malo tamay shekim etama. Tamay has a chumrah over a zar. A tamay could be metama. If a zar touches a kohen, he doesn't make the kohen into a zar. If a tamay touches someone that's not tamay, he's metama the person. But the Gemara says, balmum yechiyach, I hear. But then again, a balmum, if he touches someone that's not a balmum, he doesn't make that person a balmum. So what do we have? The bottom line is, v'chazer adin le'roi zek, roi zek, roi zek, roi zek, tzad ha-shava shabahem, we have a tzad ha-shava shem musharim, v'im avdu chilaloi, the tzad ha-shava between Balmum and Tomei is that they're both muzar, meaning they're not allowed to do the avoida, and if they do the avoida, they pass all the avoida. Afanei avi zar shu muzar v'mavet chilol. I'll be mar bizar as well. A zar too can't do the avoida. How do I know that if he does the avoida becomes possible? I know it from this tzad hashava. Says the Gemara. Let me know on the muzar. How do you know that a zar is not allowed to do the avoida? Meaning we're saying what's the tzad hashava? What's the limud? The limud is that a balmum can't do the avoida, and if he does it, he's mechal the avodah. A tamei can't do the avodah. If he does the avodah, he's mechal the avodah. Afani avizar, who can't do the avodah, he too will say the same thing, that if he does it, he's going to be mechal the avodah. So the Gemara says, "Min olam hazeh, how do you know that a zar can't do the avodah? Imi v'inazru." You're going to tell me you learned from the pasuk that we began the sugya with. The Nazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu l'Hashem kachi. And we're going to say that the word b'nei Yisrael is extra to teach me. That although the pshutei shel mikra, the pasuk is telling me that a kohen tamei is not allowed to do the avodah. But it's also coming to tell me that Yisrael is not allowed to do the avodah. If that's your makar, that a zar is not allowed to do the avodah, chilu b'guf eksivbe, then why do I need the kal v'chaymer? Once I have that pasuk to tell me that the zar can't do the avodah, I already know that if he does the avodah, he's mechal, because the same pasuk says v'lo yichalalu. So I wouldn't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. The Vei Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chaymer is coming to fadin that if you don't want to darshan that drasha of v'lo yinazru mikachu v'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu, I have another way to know that a zar's avodah is giving mechal the avodah. Meaning the whole Vei Rabbi Shmuel is predicated on us not darshaning that pasuk. Because if we're going to darshan that pasuk, then I don't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. So you can't tell me that the makar that is always muzer is from that pasuk. Because if that's the makar, I don't need the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's living in a world where you don't have that pasuk. So if I don't have that pasuk, again, what's the makar that is always muzer? Elami v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. It's a different pasuk. It says the zar can't do the avodah. V'zar lo yikrav aleichem. Bottom line is, says the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, you want to know how I know that if a zar does the avodah, he's mechal the avodah? I know it from a tzad ha-shava. I learn it from Balmum. Balmum that does the avodah is mechal the avodah. So zar that does the avodah should be mechal as well. You're going to tell me malo Balmum shekein also be karif kemakrif tamei yechiach malo tamei shekein metamei Balmum yechiach v'chazer adin leiroi zekeroi. Zeh, what's the tzad ha-shava between a balmum and a tamei? They're not allowed to do the avodah, and if they do the avodah, It's mechulo. What does that mean? The avoida is possible. What does it really mean? We have to wait for tomorrow. But for now, again, it's an avoida. Psul, it's not a good avoida. How? So too, there's no reason to say that a zar, who's also muzer, how do I know he's muzer? Because it says, v'zar le'yikrav aleichem, if he does the avoida should be possible. The Gemara says, ikul ha-mifrach ma'la tzad ha-shava shabahem, l'chura, there's a chumer that the tzad ha-shava of balmum and tomei have, that zar doesn't have. And that is, shken le'huchu b'bama. A balmum wasn't allowed to do the avoida on a bama. A Tomei wasn't allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama, as opposed to a Zar that was allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama. So the Chura, Malat Sada Shavah Shabahem, they have a Chumra. So the Gemara says, Loi Tema, Tomei Yechiach, Ele Ema Oinen Yechiach. I hear. Because of this Kasha, you have to say that the Makar is not going to be from Balmum and Tomei, but rather it's going to be from Balmum and Oinen. How so? We're going to learn Zar from Balmum. What are you going to tell me? Malu Balmum, Shekin also be Karev Kemakrif. For that I'll say, Oinen Yoichiach, not Tomei Yoichiach. I'm going to say, Oinen Yoichiach. Oinen too. There's no such concept of an animal being an Oin. But you're going to tell me, Malu Oinen, Shekin also be Meiser. An Oinen has a Chumra that an Oinen's not allowed to eat Meiser. He can't even eat Meiser Sheini. All Meiser is off limits, as opposed to a Zar who's allowed to eat Meiser, says the Gemara. Balmum Yechiach. A Balmum is allowed to eat Meiser. The Chazra didn't like Roy Zeker Roy Zeva Loy Roy Zeker Roy Zeva. Tzadah Shavah Shabahen Shemuzar. What's the Tzadah Shavah between a Balmum and an Oinain? They're both Muslim, they're both not allowed to do the Avoida, and if they do the Avoida, they're Mechalo the Avoida. Afani Ovi. Zar, who's also Muzer, he also is not allowed to do the Avoida. We're going to learn that if he does the Avoida, he's going to be Mechal the Avoida. Now, what did we accomplish by replacing Tomei with Oinen? By saying that the Tzad HaShava is not Balmum and Tomei, but rather the Tzad HaShava is Balmum and Oinen. Because in the first Tzad HaShava, there was a Pircha. The Pircha was Mala Tzad HaShava Shabahem, Shekein Lo Hutru Bebam. So the assumption now is that this Tzad HaShava doesn't have that Chumrah. Why not? We're going to assume, obviously, that an Oinen was allowed to do the Avoida on a Bama. A Balmum couldn't do the Avoida on a Bama. A Tomei couldn't do the Avoida on a Bama. So if the Tzad HaShava was from those two, you can't learn Zar, because the Zar could do the Avoida on a Bama. So they too have a Chumra that Zar doesn't have. But if the Tzad HaShava is from Balmum and Oinen, so the assumption is that an Oinen could do the Avoida on a Bama. So you don't have Malat Tzad HaShava, Shavahem, Shekein Lehutshu B'Bama, because an Oinen, who's one half of the Tzad HaShava, could do the Avoida on a Bama. But the Gemara says, is that so? Are we so sure about that? Why don't we ask the same kasha? Malat Tzad HaShava Shavem Shekein Lehutshu B'Bama. Mask of Aram Samad Reid Rav. Man Leimel Dan Da'in and Asa B'Bama. Du Mashari B'Bama. Meaning over here there's some gray area. Here we can work with it. So the bottom line is the Gemara Tak is not sure. We don't know for a fact that an Oinen was allowed to do the Avodah Nabama, but we also don't know for a fact that an Oinen was not allowed to do the Avodah Nabama. So the bottom line is if we're looking for a mucker over here, we're looking for a source. How do I know that a Zar that does the Avodah is Mechal the Avodah? Either we have the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perek Chav Beis, or the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, so we can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer with a Tzad HaShava. The Tzad HaShava is not from Balmum and Tomei, it's from Balmum and Oinen, and it presupposes one thing, and that is that an Oinen was allowed to do the Avoid on Obama. As long as he was allowed to do the Avoid on Obama, there's no Chumrah that Balmum and Oinen have in common that a Zar doesn't have. As a result, that would be the second Makar. How you know that a Zar, who of course is not allowed to do the Avoida, but a Makar that if the Zar does do the Avoida, he's going to be Mechal the Avoida. Rav Sharshi had a third Makar. He said, Asi b'Kal V'Chomer me'yoshe. The Kal V'Chomer is not from Balmum. The Kal V'Chomer is not from Tomei. The Kal V'Chomer is not from Oinen. But rather, the Kal V'Chomer is from Yoshe. The Mishnah had listed as one of the scenarios where Koyen that does the Avoida is going to be possible, was Yoshe. Kohen has to be standing. The Kohen is not allowed to be sitting. Says Rav Mesharshio, if that's the case, it's Pasha the Zor that does the Avodah. It's going to be possible. Once you know Yoshev for sure Zor, why not Yoshev? Sha'ichlum of Adchilel. A Yoshev, you can eat kachem while you're sitting. To the contrary. Kederech Sha'am Melachem Oishchlin. Perhaps Seba, probably. The point is that of course you let it sit while you're eating kachem. Still, the halacha is chilel, but if the kohen does the avoida while he's sitting, it's going to be mechul, it's going to be possible. Zor she'ene yoichel, a zor that's not allowed to eat enu dinshem avat chilel. So the chur, if yoishev is mechala, even though he can be oichel, zor who can't be oichel, certainly he should be mechala. So the Gemara says, malu yoishev, very interesting pircha. She came pasul le'edos. The halacha is, v'amdu shnei ha'noshim, we learned this together, not so long ago, in the beginning of Perek, shvuas le'edos. So the halacha is that when somebody walked into Bezdin, he testified, even Dine Mominus, he had a stand. The pasuk says va'amdu shnei anashim. So you see that Yoshev has a chumrah in Hilchas Eidos. There's no halach in Hilchas Eidos that impacts a zar. So maybe Yoshev is possible to do the avodah because Yoshev is possible to Eidos, as opposed to a zar. Talk about mimerchak tovi lachma. But either way, it says the Gemara, mi Yoshev Talmud Chacham. Maybe we can learn it from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says that I say the kavod atayr is doicha that I say of va'amdu shnei anashim. So the halacha was that a Talmud Chacham, when he would walk into Beis Din, Yani Yamelach, the Talmud Chacham would sit while he was saying Eidos. So the Mekar maybe is not from a Yoshev Amoritz, it's from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have that Chumra of Pasul Eidos, because a Talmud Chacham could sit while he's saying Eidos. But the Gemara says, Fart, there's a Pircha, Malashem Yoshev Shekei Pasul Eidos. The concept of Yoshev, you find in Lachas Eidos, you don't find the concept of Zaris when it comes to Eidos. But the Gemara says, Shem Yoshev Leiparach. I don't know if that's already a Pircha. So the bottom line is, Sedra Mesharashi, you know what the Makar that is Zar that does the Avodah, the Avodah is going to be Pasul is? Kal V'chaymer from Yoshev. If a Yoshev who could eat kachim can't, is mechal de avoyda azar, that can't eat kachim, certainly is going to be mechal de avoyda. Nigmar says, intim tzulema park. If you're going to tell me that you do like the percha, I mean, you can't learn from Yoshev, why not? Because Yoshev, you find the idea of psul edos, asya mi Yoshev and mechal de meyanuk. At the end of the day, you can learn from Yoshev and one of the aforementioned. What are the aforementioned? Either Yoshev with a tzad hashava from Ba'amon, Yoshev tzad hashava from Tomei, Yoshev tzad hashava from Oine. What are you going to tell me? Mali Yoshev pasul eidos, Ba'amon is not pasul eidos, and Oine, Luchur is not pasul eidos either, and a Tomei is not pasul eidos. So the bottom line is you can always learn it from a tzad hashava from those two. Leiroi zeh, kuroi zeh, leiroi zeh, kuroi zeh, ha tzad hashava shebehem, that they're muser, they're not allowed to do the avoida, and if they do the avoida becomes pasul. So to a zar, where we know you can't do the avoida, if a zar does the avoida is going to be possible. Now again, if we're going to learn it from a tzad hashava between from Yoshev and the other two, we're going to have to assume now that there's no chumrah that the tzad hashava has in common. Now, what was the chumrah that the tzad hashava had in common in the previous pshat of the Gemara in the Vei Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'chaymer Malahanach Shekein Lo Yhutshu Bebam, as opposed to a zar that's Hutu Bebam? So we're going to assume now, says the Gemara, that that's not a percha. Why not? Because even though a Balmum couldn't do the avodah on a Balmum, and in Tommy couldn't do the avodah, and in Oinein, we weren't sure if he could do the avodah, but a Yoshev for sure could do the avodah. So being that a Yoshev could for sure do the avodah, and a Yoshev is one half of the Mahatzad, so there's zikr, no issue of learning Zar from the Tzad HaShava, because there's no what's the pircha. They're Asir Bebama. It's not true. Yoshev is Mutter Bebama. How do I know, says the Gemara, the Yoshev, the Kasha Bebama, me Nolan, Amakro, Lami Lefnei Hashem, Lashar, said Lefnei Hashem. If it's Lami Lefnei Hashem, that's where it has to be Lamoid. But Lefnei Bama doesn't have to be Yamoid. You could be a Yoshev also. That too is going to be enough. So the bottom line is that we know that a Zar can't do the Avoida. That's not the topic of the sugya. A zar, of course, can't do the avoida. The topic of the sugya is, how do you know that if a zar does the avoida is possible? So if a zar would do the shechita, the carbon's possible. If a zar would do the zrika is possible. That's the question. How do you know that if a zar does the avoida, it's possible? That it's mechalel the avoida. That you have this idea of v'lo yechalelu is kachi b'nei Yisrael, when a zar is the one that does the avoida. And essentially, we had three mekayres. We had a pasuk. It says, dabra laharim v'abonav yinazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalelu. The pshut eishalmik that pasuk is talking about a kohen that did the avoda, a kohen that was tame, a kohen tame that does the avoda is mechalal the avoda. That's the emphasis of loy chalalu. Stating that the word bnei yisrael was extra to teach me that not only is the pasuk telling me a kohen tame can't do the avoda, but a regular yisrael, a regular zar can't do the avoda either. Alternatively, we had the very Rabbi Yishmael who learned it from a mahatzad. What was the mahatzad? So after the Gemara went through it a little bit, it was a tzad hashava between a balmum and an oine. A balmum that does the avoida is mechal the avoida. An oine that does the avoida is mechal the avoida. Afani avi. So too, I'm going to be marba. A zar, if he does the avoida, it's going to be mechal the avoida. The only leap of faith that the Gemara said you have to take to accept the very Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'chaymer is you have to say that an oine was allowed to do the avoida on a balmum, which apparently wasn't clear to the amira. But that's something you would have to assume, because otherwise you'd have a good pircha. Malahanach shekein lo hutshu b'bama. Time of bazar. Jehutshu b'bama. And finally, the third makar we had was Rav Mesharshia. Rav Mesharshia said, Kal v'chomer me Yoshev, or Kal v'chomer me Yoshev v'chodo me Hanach. Either way. So that's the first part of today's daf, and that is the halacha of a zar. So the emes is that when you talk about a zar, you have to know what exactly is the definition of a zar. So we spoke out raid at the very beginning of the Masechta on Daf Dalid from Shiva, from Yeshua, and with a diak in the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Dalid. Loshen HaRambam in Perik Tes Hilchas Bias Mikdash Halacha Aleph. So could I just chazer over the Loshen HaRambam? The Rambam says Ezehu Zor. What's the definition of a Zor? Kol She'enoi Mizera Aharon HaZecharon. Anyone that's not Mizera Aharon HaZecharon. Meaning, if you're not Mizera Aharon, you're a Zor. Or if you're Mizera Aharon but you're in a Keva, you're also going to be a Zor. Shenema va'orchu b'nei Aharon, v'ktiru b'nei Aharon, b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Zahar. So the Rambam is very, very clear. The Rambam says the definition of a Zor is someone whose father is a Kayin, but that's only one of the criteria. The other criteria is you. That someone needs to be a Zohar. Has to be b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Zahar. So a Bas Kayin, an Isha whose father is a Kayin, despite the fact that she has a special place in Halacha, Bas Kayin, she can eat truma, she's chayv sreifah, she's mezana when she's an Eish Tzish. So there are halachas regarding a Bas Kayin. But as it relates to the definition of Zarus and Kayin in Hilchus Kachim and Hilchus Bias Mikdash, the Rambam very, very clearly says that a Bas Kayin has a din of a Zar. The MS is, it's a shtickle mashman that way from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah went through a whole list. The Mishnah runs the entire gamut of people that are possible to do the Avodah. You know what the Mishnah doesn't mention? Isha. We know a woman can't do Kabbalah. A woman can't do Ahilach and Zrika. Shtalt sich the Fraga. You have a Mishnah. Kol Azvachim Shekiblu Dalim. Zor Oinen Tfoyoy Mechusik Yipurim Mechusik Begadim. Shloi Rochet Yidayim Baraglayim. Arul Tomei Yoyshiv Oymen Agabi Kalim. Even if you're standing on your friend's foot. Even that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Kibel Besma. You did the Kabbalah with your left hand was mentioned in the Mishnah. And then Isha's not mentioned in the Mishnah. How can Isha not be mentioned in the Mishnah? It's poshit. It's klar. It's something that's universally accepted throughout Seder Kachim that an Isha, a woman, cannot do the Avodah. So if a woman couldn't do the Avodah, why did the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah said Zar. And once the Mishnah says Zar, like the Rambam says, included in Zar is an Isha. Because what's a Zar? Kol she'enei mizera aharein hazacharim. So an Isha is as much a Zar as is someone that's Yisrael. There's an interesting shayla the Minchas Chinuch clears. Minchas Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Pei clears. We know that the Kohen Gadol had to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. It was yesterday's parasha's achrimas. So who did the avodah on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedi couldn't do the avodah. It's learned that from Sukkim. Sukkim is a mesachtes yuma. Klaus the Minchas Chinuch. If a Kohen Hedi would do the avodah on Yom Kippur, would he have a din of a zar? Or would he not have a din of a zar? Meaning, because Chinuch was clarifying that maybe clapping the avodah on Yom Kippur, a Kohen Hedi has a din of a zar, and all the halachos of zar would maybe apply to this Kohen Hedid. So for example, a Zohar that does Zrikas Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Maybe if a Kohen Hedid would do the Zrikas that he's not allowed to do in the Avodah Yom Kippur, maybe it would also be Chayim B'dei Shemayim. Or no, the definition of Zohar is always going to be the same. It's like the Rambam Shtal Zeravek in the beginning of Perek Tes and Hilchas B'yas Mikdash. Or maybe no. The Yisoid of a Zohar is that if I can't do the Avodah, if I'm not the right Miyuchas for the Avodah, that's what qualifies me as a Zohar. So when it comes to the Avodah Yom Kippur, being that you have to be a Kohen Gadol. So L'chura, either way, Ayin Sham, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Behei discusses it. There's more rate to talk about, but we're going to go weiter in the meantime. Zok the Gemara weiter, Oinin, the Mishnah said, Kol Azvachin Shekiblu Damam Zar, Pasal. Three Mekairas. Oinin, someone that's an Oinin, he too can't do the Avodah. Says Rabbi Nol, how do you know that an Oinin can't do the Avodah T'chsev? Or, again, not that he can't do the Avodah, more that if he does the avodah is going to be possible. And the emphasis of this sugya is we're not finding makaris to the iser as much as we're finding makaris. How you know that if this person mentioned the mishnah does the avodah is an avodah pesula? I mean, they'd be mocking to think that I can't do it. But just because I did it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be possible. The chiddush in the mishnah is possible. We know in the chesivim and amikdash lo yetzeh velo yichala. The halacha is that if a kohen gadol finds out that a relative of his died, he's now an Oinin, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing the Avodah. The Torah says, when HaMikdash lo yetz, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, he should continue doing the Avodah, and no worries, v'lo yichalo. Don't think that because you're an Oinin now, Kohen Gadol, you're going to be mechal the Avodah when you do the Avodah. It's not going to happen. What's the mashmois in the pasuk? Michal ad at Hashem me'ehen. Ha'achas shalo yotzachilo. Well, what are we telling the Kohen Gadol? You could do the Avodah, and when you do the Avodah, you're not being mechal the Avodah. It's mashma that if he wasn't the Kohen Gadol, if he was merely the Kohen Hedid, and he would do the Avodah, it sounds like he would be Michal the Avodah. So you have a Mefurish and Makar Lechura from that Pasuk. It's a Diok. It's a Michal Lavat Hashemei Ahein from a Mikra Moli in the Torah. It's only the Kohen Gadol that's an Oinin. If he does the Avodah, he's not Michal the Avodah. But a Kohen Hedid is Michal the Avodah. Rav Lozo, Amir Mehach, Rav Lozo says he learned now from a different Pasuk. Hein Hikrivu Ani Hikrafti. So what's that pasuk? So for that pasuk, we need a little bit of background information. The context over there is Parsha Shmini. So Parsha Shmini, of course, Shmini is referring to not the eighth day of the month, but it's the eighth day of the Miluim. It was B'yom Shmini the Miluim. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the Yoim Hakamas HaMishkan. So 7 days, the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar, the year that the Mishkan was erected, Moshe Rabbeinu acted as Kohen Gadol. He himself was the one that did the Avodah. Vayhi b'yom HaShmini was on the eighth day. Moshe Rabbeinu now handed over the torch. He was no longer going to be Kohen Gadol. He was going to be no longer fit to do the Avodah, but rather from here to forward, Aharon HaKohen and his family, they were going to be the Kohanim. Aharon himself was going to be the Kohen Gadol. And we know that on that day, Nadav Avil brought a carbon, Ashalei Tziva, Eish Zara, whatever exactly the Aveir of Nadav Avil was. But the bottom line is that Nadav and Avil died. And because Nadav and Avil died, Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar, they all became Oinonim. Aharon was an Oinon because he lost his son. Elazar and Isamar were Oinonim because they lost their brothers respectively. And now the question was, what do you do with all the carbonists? They were bringing carbonists. There was a lot going on. Now that they have a din of an Oinon, so what happens? You have to stop? Or are you allowed to continue? So there was a hirasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar that even though they're oinonin, megeit vayter, mefart, don't think about it, vayidem Aharon, and you have to continue moving on as if nothing happened. Stating that, when Moshe Rabbeinu came, at the end of the day, he saw that there was one sa'ir that was born as a carbon chatas that Aharon, Elazar, and Isamar didn't eat. They burnt it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. He got angry at them. The pasuk says, "Vayisira chatas dorash dorash Moshe v'inei soiref." Vayiktzayf. He got angry at Elazar v'Alisamim bnei Aharon hanisalim leim. Madua lo yechaltem es achatas b'mkayim hakodesh. Why didn't you eat it? You're supposed to eat it. Why didn't you eat it? And there's a big machlokes in the Gemara. It's really more at the end of the Masechta of why it haku was that Elazar and Isamar didn't eat it. And what the shakla v'tarya between Moshe Rabbeinu, Elazar and Isamar are until finally they tell Moshe why it is they didn't eat it. One man Amar says that the reason they didn't eat it was because they were oinonim. Wasn't there a hirah shah that as an oinon they were allowed to eat it? They felt that the hirah shah only related to the karbonos that were hirah shah. Rashi says that there were three chatos that were brought on that day. One chatos was brought because of the yoy. It was the shmini lemeluim. During the shivasi mei meluim, there were special karbonos that were brought. And the shmini lemeluim, there was also a special carbon that was brought. And one of the karbonos was a sire. It was a goat. It was a chatos. There was a special chatos that was brought on that day. It was also Rish Chodesh. And Rish Chodesh, you always bring the sar lachatos. It was also the first day of the karbonos that the Nesiim were going to bring. Every day for the first 12 days of the Mishkan, Anasi Vahiyah, Makriva Rishon, Nachshon and Aminoda. So there were three, and one of the karbonos that he brought was the sa'ir. The karbonos was a sa'ir. Let's get off. So one of the karbonos that he brought was a sa'ir. So there were three sa'irim that were brought. There was the sa'ir that was brought for the Yoim. There was the sa'ir that was brought by Nachshon, the sa'ir and Nesiim. And then there was the sa'ir that was brought simply because it was Rosh Chodesh. Elazar and Isamar held that the only sa'ir that they had a right to eat despite the fact that they were oinonim with the seirim that was special for the day. The sar that was brought for the shmini lemeluim is a hirah shah. So the hirah shah that they're oinonim and they're allowed to eat the carbon applies to that. The carbon that Nachshon and Aminadav brought, that was a hirah shah, that was a one-time carbon. Okay, so the hirah shah applies to that. But the sar of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, that was a carbon that was going to be brought every single Rosh Chodesh. So being that was always going to be brought, for that they held that halacha vaninus didn't apply. Either way, there's a shakla v'tayr that's taking place. Alternative. There's another mandama that argues. That mandama says that the reason that Elazar and Isamar burnt the carbon wasn't because of the halachas of Aninus. Fakar, Aninus, there was already a hirasha. But the reason that they burnt it was because it had become tameh. It was nitma. And being that it became tameh, it's for that reason they burnt. Again, this is an idea. It's a machlokes that the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. For now, we just need one prat. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Amar Mehacha, it's learned down from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Hein hikrivu, ani hikrafti. So those are two excerpts of one of the psukim in that parsha. That's where Aharon now talks to Moshe. Vaydaber Aharon al Moshe. He says, "Hein hayoyim hekrivu es chatosan v'soylosan lufnei Hashem v'tikrenu oisi ko'ela v'chalti chatos hayoyim." Moshe, you think that Elazar and Yisamar are the ones that brought the carbon? They're not the ones that brought the carbon. Ani hekrafti. Michlal, it would seem to suggest the inhu akriv shaper istrav. Had they been the ones that brought the carbon, then the right thing to have done would have been to burn it. Meaning, in the shakla v'tayr, it's a little confusing between Aharon and Moshe. And Elazar and Isamar Moshe asked to why exactly they burnt this carbon. So Moshe Rabbeinu seems to suggest, I know why maybe you burnt it. Maybe you burnt it because Elazar and Isamar are oinonim. They were the ones that were makrivit. I mean that they're the ones that were makrivit. So maybe that's the reason that you went ahead and burnt it. And that Aharon says That would be true of Hein Hikrivu. But they're not the ones that were makriv it. Any Hikrafti. Let's just take out that prat for today's daf. We don't have to get the story properly because it's just... But for now, let's just get this prat. Michlau, what do you see from here? That there was a tain over here that had they been the ones that were makriv it as oinanim, that would have justified the fact that they burnt the chatas. Michlau, the inu akriv, shapir yisr, rabbi lozim ayitam ilayama mina mikdash lo yetzeh. Essentially, we have two makars. One makar was, it says, mina mikdash lo yetzeh regarding the kohen gadol v'lo yichal. But a kohen edir, if he doesn't leave the mikdash, he is going to be michal. The second makar is, hein hekrafti ani hekrafti. So says the gemara, rabbi lozar, who is the second pshat? Why didn't he learn from the pasuk when Amikdash Tayetze? Amalach is going to tell you, Miksev ha'acha shelo yotza chila. All it says is that if the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah when he's anointed, which he's allowed to do, he's not Michal. So we assume that there's a Diyuk here. If the Kohen Hedid would do it, he would be Michal. But Laza says, it's not Mefurish. I mean that it's not Mefurish, maybe if the Kohen Hedid does it, he's also not Michal. The Idach my time Eloi Omar, Mehein Hikrivu. The first Pshat in the Gemara, the Idach, we don't know who it is, but the first Pshat in the Gemara, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Laza? Because he holds like the other man, the Omar, he holds that the carbon that was burnt had nothing to do with Aninos, it was related to Tumah, that other man, the Omar, and Memela in the Shaklevatay of how he explains the Hein Hikrivu Vaniya craft, if you want to see it, I am Rashi in the bottom of the Yomid. But as relates to that Shaklevatay, he said it has nothing to do with Aninos, it has nothing to do with Aninos, nothing to do with the Sugya. So when we need it, we'll get back to it. But for right now, we're not talking about anoyin. There was no shakla v'tariyah about aninus. It's all about tumah. Bottom line is tumah kares. How you know anoyin? Zok de gemara the Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Is it the same Rabbi Shmuel who in the first sugya said it's not learned out from a pasuk, it's learned out from a kal v'chaymer? The same Rabbi Shmuel says same thing here. Asi b'kal v'chaymer b'almur. Now you know that anoyin does the avodah. It's b'chal the avodah. I know mikal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer b'almur. Ma b'almur. She'oichel im avad chilam adach b'almur. That's allowed to eat kachin. If he does the avodah, he's b'chal the avodah. Oinin she'ein oichel. Oinin that's not allowed to eat kachin. Can't even eat meiser. An oinin that can't eat kachim, it didn't shem avat chilos early. If he does the avoid, he's going to be mechal. Malo balmum, she can't also make craving, can't make craving. How could you learn only from balmum? Balmum has a chumrah. What's the chumrah? The same chumrah we had in the previous Gemara. Just like the makriv can't be a balmum, the carbon can't be a balmum. There's no halacha that the animal can't be anointing. Zor yechiach. But I could be mechiach from zar. So in the previous sugi, you couldn't say zar mechiach because we were trying to figure out zar. But now when we're learning the sugi of einain, so now we can use zar as a resource. So we say zar yechiach. Zar too is mechal the avoda. How do I know the three pshatim in the previous gemara? And there's no halacha that an animal can't be a zar. So you see, one has nothing to do with the other. But mal zar shekain ein loy takana. Zar has a chumra ein loy takana. An einain the next day is not going to be an einain anymore. Bamum yechiach. Bamum also has takana. You could have a takana sometimes. The mum goes away, says the Gemara of Chazar Adin. What's the tzad shava between Balmum and Zar? They're both not allowed to do the Avoida. And if they do the Avoida, the Mechal, the Avoida, Afani Yavi Oinin, Shemuzer, Vimavat Chilo. Says, where do you see that an Oinin is not allowed to do the Avoida? Again, we're discussing that if an Oinin does the Avoida, it's possible. And we're saying, how do I know that? Kal v'chaymer, I learned it from a Mahatzad from Balmum and Zar. What's the tzad hashava between the three that I have a right, a gerech to learn this ma'atzad? Balmum is not allowed to do the avodah, he's muzer. Azar is not allowed to do the avodah, he's muzer. And if they do it, it's mechulo. So to an oinein who's not allowed to do the avodah, we should argue that if he does the avodah, it's going to be mechulo. Okay, so we're presupposing that an oinein is muzer. Heichon muzer. If you're going to tell me amikdash lo yetzei, chilub gufei, ksivei, then why does Rabbi Yishmael need the kal v'chaymer in the first place? If he has that jirasha of amikdash lo yetzei, if he sees in that pasuk a diuk that it's only the kohen gadol that's allowed to say, but a kohen hedid not. So once he makes the diuk, then take the diuk to the finish line and say, then I have a makar that the kohen hedid can't do the avodah when he's anointed, and that if he does the avodah when he's anointed, it's going to be mechol. So why does he need a kal v'chaymer? So if Rabbi Shmuel needs a kal v'chaymer, obviously it's because he doesn't agree with the diuk. Like Rabbi Loza said in the Gemara, he doesn't agree with the Diyuk. If he doesn't agree with the Diyuk, that means we're trying to figure it out without that pasuk. So if you don't have that pasuk, again, Hodjik Kushul Luchte, Hecham Moshe, how do you know the Noin is not allowed to do the Avodah Ela? Mehein Hekrivu, it's from the pasuk in Parashat Shmini, Kasav Bnei Aninos Nisrefo, he holds that the reason that chatas was burnt was because of aninus. The shakla v'tayu wasn't about tumah; it was about aninus. And in that pasuk, he has a nazara. He sees that an Noin is not allowed to do the Avodah. Either way, Zok the Gemara, but Shmuel says that how do I know an oinin that does the avodah? The avodah is mechol. He learns it from a ma'atzad. Ma'atzad between a bau mum and a zar. Ikalam mifrach malat zad hashav shabem shekain loy hutshu michloloi. You never find that a bau mum could do the avodah. You never find that a zar could do the avodah. They can never, ever, ever do the avodah. As opposed to an oinin could sometimes do the avodah. How? Kangodol, that's a no name, is allowed to do the avoidance. Afraid the Gemara Mala Tzadah Shavasha Behenja came like Huchim Mechloloi. You never find a tzad heter when it comes to those psulim, as opposed to a no name, where Kangodol is allowed to do the avoidance. But the Gemara says, Tomei Yechich, I hear, but I can throw in another psul. We can use Tomei. Tomei is Huchim Mechloloi. Tumah Huchim Betzibur. Tumah Tchoyim Betzibur. A carbon tzibur. If Rebbe Betzibur was Tomei, you have the halachas of Tumah. So you have the idea of Tumma being Hutra Mikhlalai, and Tumma also, the halacha is that if Kayan is Tami, he does the Avodah, he's Mechal. That's the first pasuk we had in the beginning of the daf. So from the Nahatzad of Tami, that's how you make this work. Mamalu Tami Shekhem Metama. Doesn't that have a Chumra? Hanuch Yechichu, Vechazer Adin, Vechulu, Hatzad HaShava Shebehen, Shemuzarin, Vechulu. Bottom line is, it's from Hatzad HaShava, not from Balmum and Zar, but from, you have to throw Tumma or Tame into the Tzad HaShava, into the equation. The bottom line is you're going to have a Tzad HaShava, and that's what you're going to learn. Oh, in effect, the Marvel Lifreich, Malat Tzad HaShava, Shem Shekhel Huchim Echol, and Eitzol, Koyin Kol, Bekarbin Yachid. Even the Tzad HaShava, even Tame, that's what's helping us and saying that you have a puzzle that's Mechal V'Avoida, that's Huchim Echol. What is that Tame? But Tame is only Huchim Echol if you're bringing a carbon tzibur. The halachas of tumah hutra betzibur, tumah tchoyim betzibur apply only to a carbon. We're going to see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But applies only to a carbon tzibur, as opposed to einein. The psul einein is hutra mechlali even by a carbon yachid. The kohen gadol is allowed to do it even by a carbon yachid. But the Gemara says, I hear, but shame tumah miyosh ishtaroi. That's really not a pircha. The bottom line is that if the tzad hashava wasn't hutra mechlali at all eitzel tumah, then you would have a pircha. But it is hutra mechlali. Tame is hutra mechlali, albeit by a carbon tzibur. Oinen is hut mechloloi, it's true, it's even a bigger kula, even by a carbon yach, I hear. But at the end of the day, that's not enough of a pircha to knock out this kal v'chayim. The kal v'chayim is not from Balmum and Zar and Tomei with this elaborate maratzad, but it's very straightforward. I learned oinen from Yoishev, Uma, Yoishev Shoichel, Im Avad Chilel, oinen, She'eno Yoichel, Eine Din Shem Avad Chilel, Madach Yoishev could eat. But if he does the avoid, he's mechal the avoid. And oinen, they can eat, certainly. If he does the avoid, he should be mechal the avoid. But the Gemara says, Mali Yoshev, Shekin Pasal Eidos. Yoshev, Talmud Chacha. Mal Hashem Yoshev, Shekin Pasal Eidos. Same percha we had in Amman Aleph. At the end of the day, there is a chumra in Yoshev. There's a musig of psul Eidos by Yoshev, something you don't find when it comes to oinen. So the Gemara says, Shem Yoshev, Le Parach. Now, maybe this Rabbi Shashi didn't think that that was a good percha. Ve'intim Tzoloimar. Parach, even going to tell me that he did hold it was a good pircha. It's going to be from Yoishev and one of the aforementioned. The bottom line is that when it comes to Oinein, we have not three, but four Mekairis. How you know that if an Oinein does the Avoida, he's Mechal the Avoida. Either it's learned out from Ibn HaMikdash, Lo Yetzev, Lo Yichalo, that it says by a Kohen Gadol, Zaysay Meris, that a Kohen Hedid, if he doesn't leave, he does the Avoida when he's an Oinein, is Mechal. Rabbi Lazar said it's from the Parsha, and Parsha Shmini, when Moshe got angry, it's from that pasuk, Heinekru Vaniya Crafty, which only works according to the Mandama that holds that that Chatos was burnt, not because of a Tumah, but rather because of Aninus. Dvei Rabbi Yishmael said it's learned out from a Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Balmum, Zor, and Tomei. Kal V'chaymer, which eventually morphs into a Tzad HaShava. Rami Sharshi said if you can learn it straight up from Yoshev, or from Yoshev, V'chada, Mei, Hanach, Excel.